Good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier. With borders having opened this year, many of us are planning international travel, be it for work, to see our family, or just for a holiday. But whenever going overseas, it's important to remember the health risks, as some diseases can only be found internationally. In particular, mosquitoes overseas can carry more dangerous infections to those at home, including dengue fever. With us today, we have Dr. Jelena Matovic, a senior medical advisor at the Communicable Disease Control Directorate in the Department of Health, here to fill us in on all things dengue. Welcome, Jelena, and thank you for joining us on the program today.
Hello, thanks for having me.
So, Jelena, how are mosquitoes different overseas compared to Australia?
So let me start by first explaining what dengue fever is. Dengue is caused by a virus that is transmitted by certain types of mosquitoes, and dengue fever presents with severe flu-like symptoms. So these particular mosquitoes, the Aedes mosquitoes, are present in tropical and subtropical countries, and they're usually seen in urban environments and they live in and around homes. So we don't have those types of mosquitoes here in WA, but we do have mosquitoes in WA that transmit other viruses, but not the dengue virus.
So let's classify dengue fever and what are the sort of signs and symptoms associated with it?
So dengue fever presents, as I mentioned, with severe flu-like symptoms, and they would usually develop a few days after being bitten by a mosquito which is carrying the virus. The symptoms to look out for include fever and chills that can last for several days, a severe headache, which may include having pain behind the eyes, swollen glands, muscle and joint aches, extreme fatigue, rash, and some people may experience abdominal pain or nausea and vomiting as well. People who get dengue a second time round are particularly at greater risk of more severe disease. So it's really important that if you are visiting or have returned from a dengue-affected area and you develop any of these symptoms within 2 weeks of travel, that you do see your GP, or if very unwell, seek urgent medical care, and particularly let your doctor know that you have travelled recently.
I want to know a little bit more about how dengue is spread, and is it only from mosquitoes?
Yeah, dengue spreads from the bite of an infected mosquito, so it cannot be spread directly by human-to-human contact. The mosquitoes that transmit dengue are found in tropical and subtropical areas, and that particularly includes Asia, Africa and South America, and they tend to bite during the day. So in WA, we tend to see dengue fever in return travellers, and particularly those returning from Bali, which is, you know, being one of our most popular travel destinations in WA. But we do know that currently there are higher than usual numbers of dengue being seen in some other areas across South Asia, and that includes Thailand, Singapore, the Philippines and Vietnam, among others. So it is really important that West Australians are aware of the risk of dengue when they are travelling overseas and that they know how to prevent it.
And so with travelling as well, I want to know a little bit more about how people can avoid getting dengue, especially if they're travelling overseas.
Yeah, the key really is to avoid mosquito bites. And people can avoid mosquito bites by wearing long, loose-fitting and light-coloured clothing. They can use a chemical-based insect repellent, and you just need to make sure that it's one that contains DEET or picaridin. To use a mosquito net for sleeping, so that's particularly that you are sleeping in a room where you can't actually prevent mosquitoes from entering, to close all doors and windows that don't have insect screens. And also, you can request that the hotel room be sprayed for mosquitoes.
So with these sort of deterrents to stop catching dengue fever, wearing the long sleeves, as you were saying, making sure you're either indoors and being prepared for mosquito bites in that sense, is there any sort of treatment for dengue?
There isn't a specific treatment for dengue, and most people that have dengue who develop it can be managed at home, and the management includes general measures, so that would include bed rest, keeping up with fluids and also simple pain relief.
So I want to know, what should people do before travelling overseas in preparation for dengue fever in case that is on their mind?
Being prepared is really key for this. So people should see their GPs at least 6 to 8 weeks before they travel, and that's particularly so that GPs can provide advice about what other vaccinations would be recommended pre-travel, so such as for typhoid or hepatitis A. And in terms of preventing mosquito bites and particularly preventing dengue, it's really important to, as mentioned, pack appropriate clothing, take insect repellent and have a mosquito net handy. And I would advise that the best thing people can do as well would be to find out whether dengue or other mosquito-borne diseases are present in the country that they are travelling to prior to going, so that they can plan accordingly. And one way to do this is to go on the government Smart Traveller website. That's a really great resource to start this preparation.
As you just said, if they want to know more about what countries to look out for in that sense when it comes to dengue fever, go on the government travel website. For any listeners out there who are listening to our conversation at the moment and want to know more information outside of that, where can they go?
I would encourage anyone listening who is travelling or who simply wants to find out more information about dengue to visit the Healthy WA website. You can type dengue into the search bar. The other thing you can also do would be to type travel health into the search bar, and that will give you many more resources on how best to stay safe, both on your trip overseas or around Australia.
Thank you so much for joining us on the program, Yelena. We appreciate your time. I've learnt heaps about dengue fever and where to go as well, and I'm sure our listeners have as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you.